Blog Talk Radio.
We've been coming here for quite some time. Many conversations, not really expressing our true feelings, playing games. But I'm here to put all my cards on the table to express to you how I really feel. Now that I've done so, the floor is yours.
Last lifetime, I must have overdosed on your love, because this time around, I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right, can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice and thoughts. I guess I want to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill.
I need to chill.
But then I see you smile and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out summertime. Or at least I try. And at least a generation later, I'm still trying to ease my soul. Still trying to ease my soul.
On a magnificent Monday evening, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to LODL, the comfort zone. Always bringing real artists, and more importantly, real music back to their waves. And tonight's artist spotlight, gifted musician, artist all around, yes, Lord, and a good friend of the show, the legendary Miss Cheryl Cooley, of course, from Climax, as we debut their new hit single, For Woman, dedicated to all the wonderful mothers out there, and of course, Mother's Day being right around the corner. So without further ado, let's go to the lines and get the captivating Cheryl Cooley on the line. My queen, how have you been doing?
Hey, hi.
It has been a minute, young lady. How have you been doing?
I've been doing great. Trying to keep busy, trying to keep things moving forward, as always.
Absolutely. It is so wonderful to hear your smile and hear your laughter again. And congratulations on the new single, of course. And I wanted to ask you, you know, Mother's Day should be celebrated every day because mothers have such an impactful, you know, effect on all of us. I wanted to ask you, what made you decide to take this direction and say, you know what, I'm going to dedicate something to all the mothers out there?
Oh, well, you know, and definitely keeping the Climax legacy moving, one of the things that we always try to keep in our lyrics is, about women's power and motivation and, you know, the menopause when I walk through the room, that kind of thing. So it definitely was keeping in line with the Climax lyric line and why not? Mother's Day, women's empowerment, you know, it all ties together.
Absolutely. You know what, before we get into the new single and, of course, your wonderful career, I want to talk about just being an artist and what it means to you to be an artist as far as the self-sacrifices that you have to make sure that you never cheat the art form. What has it meant to you?
Oh, you know, there are always sacrifices whenever you pursue your passion, pursue your art. I never really like to dwell on that. It's inevitable that that's going to happen. But the fulfillment that performing music, writing music gives me, it really neutralizes or negates what the sacrifices may entail in a sense of looking at it in a negative way. The rewards so much outweigh the work, the drive, the sacrifice. Surely as an artist, you have to compensate for the balances in your life, for sure. But once you get up on that stage, once you have the audience appreciate your creativity, or once you have that fan come up to you and say, you know, when I hear the lyrics, this happens in my life, or I remember when I was doing this, all of that is a spiritual deposit or an emotional deposit to, you know, keep you going, keep that that reserve to keep pushing forward. And, you know, look at the, you know, I don't like to say the negatives, but just look at the sacrifices or the payment involved as part of the cycle.
Yeah. We're both 21. We're both 21.
Right.
We're both
right,
21,
right.
And we've seen a lot of, you know, a lot of talent come and go. And both you and I, during as far as when you started your career, there was no social media, and everything
right.
was predicated on music as far as being able to take pride in what you were doing as being a songwriter, being an artist overall. And now that we have the infusion of social media, I think a lot of quote unquote artists out there really don't feel the need to really take the art form seriously. And I wanted to ask you, being a musician and a songwriter, do you ever sit back sometime and it gets somewhat frustrating because you see the things that are taking place where people really don't appreciate the art form and they focus more on being quote unquote a star or a celebrity, so to speak?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, back in the day, there was definitely a lot more, I don't want to say work, but there was a lot more pieces to the puzzle that had to be in alignment with the product, meaning the music. A lot of things are easier now for the musician, the writer, the artist, in a sense that social media has played an important part. Technology has played an important part. We can't forget that one of our presidents, I won't mention any names, signed an amendment, a law or whatever that would that deregulated the record companies and radio stations and gave the public more access to actually infiltrating those type of businesses, those types of industries. So all of that together, of course, has given a platform for people not as serious as those in the past have been to, have a platform to, be their own artist, be their own record company, be their own radio station. And that has kind of opened the field in a sense for there not to be any, rules and regulations, boundaries, outlines, protocol. So it's social media can be an asset, but it can also be very destructive if not used properly. I wouldn't say that, you know, now that we have social media, it's a bad thing. But I do think that because we have social media, we have to be careful. And when I say we, I mean the buying audience, the buying public, the listener, the person who is, producing, writing and arranging the music, the product. We really have to be careful, or else we just water down the diamond in a sense. Because music, recording music, exchanging music with your artist, it's all circular. It's a circulation. It's a give and take. And when we take that for granted, then we water down really the gifts that we give and take for each other.
I mean, it really resonates in today's industry because I remember when you started, there were a lot of labels. And now we have a handful of labels now. We have a lot of independent artists, which I think is a good thing because I think it's imperative for an artist to have that level of control of their career and the product that they put out. What has it meant for you to be an independent artist and having that level of creative control as far as what you do, as far as from a financial standpoint, as far as how you want to reach the buying public, as far as the record buying public, and not have to worry about being a quote-unquote puppet on the string?
Well, first of all, the biggest thing that has to be understood is there is a responsibility. That's the biggest thing. The responsibility as an artist, you have a responsibility as your own record company. You have a responsibility as your own, A&R in a sense. And if you don't take that responsibility seriously, you can really destroy your product, yourself, your art, your celebrityism, if there's such a word. I think the biggest thing is to pay attention, to hold high the responsibility of your craft, of your art, of your audience. All of that ties together, and you really have to respect and give homage to all of that. Otherwise, it won't pay off in the end. If you, in a sense, not hold high respect for your audience, they won't come to your shows. You won't make any money. You won't, you know, all of that ties together. It realistically, as an artist, you almost have a higher responsibility now to pay more attention to detail, because it's all about you. You're going to be the one that's going to make or break your career. No longer do you have a company to blame the product not selling. Now all eyes are on you as the artist.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that's a segue into Prince. To wake up artists and let them know that, you know, you have control over your product. This is something that you have spent countless hours in the studio to create, and you should be rewarded and compensated and have control over your masters. I can speak for me personally. When I found out that he had passed away, I was completely devastated, because I grew up listening and loving this man, and I know what he brought to the table. For you as an artist, how important is it to you now, even more than ever, because life is so precious? I mean, and it's unpredictable. The next day is not promised to any of us. How important is it to you to make sure the Climax legacy remains intact and is taken to another level?
Oh, you know, I've never not held the legacy in high regard. Climax made a big impact in a sense that Climax is the only R&B funk all-female band that has charted on Billboard. We're the only ones. I mean, that in itself is a title that has to be held with prestige, with precious gloves, with high regard, with, you know, that is a huge responsibility, a huge title, a huge label that Climax is responsible for. As an artist, you know, performing out there, you know, the Climax music, the Climax legacy, I don't take it lightly. I really don't. It's really important to me that, you know, people see what an all-female R&B band can do on stage, because, I mean, let's face it, even as of today, for all of the opportunities to see things on the internet and TV and cable and satellite, there are still many, many, many people out there that have never seen a self-contained all-female band, and especially a self-contained all-female band that can get down and be as funky as Climax.
I totally agree, you know, and I consider myself fortunate on having the opportunity to see you ladies perform in the 80s, I think, maybe five times, and I mean, it was incredible to see. Not just beautiful, I mean extremely beautiful women, but can just be downright funky, F-U-N-K-E, and can just play.
Well, thank you.
I mean, just could play. I mean, could really just play. You are an exceptional guitarist. How have you seen your skills improve over the last 10 years?
Oh, wow. It's my passion. you know, I'm so honored when people are, you know, excited about me playing, seeing me play, hear me play. Their excitement pushes me to go further, and I really appreciate their, you know, their excitement, I guess is the word again. Their excitement excites me. I'm happy to be able to give them some sort of musical gift. That's what pushes me. They're being there, they're being happy and excited and partying, and that really pushes me to continue to hone in my art, to continue to play well on guitar. You know, for a long time in my childhood, it was just me and my guitar. I didn't have any, you know, siblings at home to play with, or, you know, kids on the block to play with. I mean, it was just me and my guitar for a very long time. And I'm glad that I was able to have that type of, you know, time to practice and play and take lessons and be able to display my art to the world.
And it definitely resonates when you play, because I think a lot of times, you know, artists can be, I don't want to use the term funny, but they can be in their own, so to speak, own world, as far as, and I feel like the best way for them to communicate is through the music. How much of a, I would say, a muse, and also how much therapy goes into when you're able to play live in front of so many adoring listeners who love your music?
It's therapeutic in a sense. They allow me to almost go into another dimension where music is all there is. It's like a spiritual experience when you're able to just be out there, play your music, be part of, you know, my music and I become one on stage, and the audience is there to support me with that. It's almost a level that is indescribable. There are times when I have seen pictures of me on stage, and I can look at my eyes and tell when I'm not there, meaning I have, it's almost an out of body experience. There's an expression on my face that I can see where I and the music are one, and everything else around me is not there.
We all have our quote unquote good days and not bad, good days and bad days, bumps in the road. For you on those bad days, how are you able to muster up so much love and so much passion in a performance and really give the audience not 100%, but 200% of Cheryl Cooley?
Well, one thing, the audience doesn't know it's a bad day. I don't even like to call it a bad day. I'll say it's a challenging day. You know, the audience really doesn't know, and that's the beauty of it. You know, they don't know that I didn't get enough sleep the night before. They don't know that I have a headache or I haven't eaten that day. They have absolutely no idea. Their energy is what will take me past all of that, past not giving. 110%, 200%, 1,000%. They don't know that it's not a good day, and that helps a lot. Because they don't know. You know, I mean, there have been times when I've broken a string on stage, and it's an important string for me to play on a specific song. You know, and somebody will come up and say, "Oh, you played great. Oh, it was just every note was just wonderful." And I'm thinking, I just broke a string up there. They don't have a clue that I broke a string, because they're just listening to it from their heart. They're listening to it from their ears, in a sense of all of that little foo-pah stuff is not even in existence, because they are so receptive to the music. So yeah, there are some not so good days, but the audience doesn't know that, and I'm glad.
Well, you know, I can definitely relate. You've put so much of yourself, all of your inner being, in your music. And I told you last time, I said, look, when are we going to have a full-fledged album, EP something? I said, okay. You tease us, yeah. You tease us with a slice of cheesecake with a new single, of course, for a woman. When can we expect a full album?
Well, I'm really happy to say that actually as of last year, I signed a record deal with Multi-Platinum Entertainment, Multi-Platinum Record Entertainment, that's also distributed by Sony, Orchard Sony, and they are very patient with me because they also are, you know, waiting to distribute that full CD. You know, as we talked earlier, I did, you know, have the Four Women song specifically to honor women and Mother's Day, but the full album is definitely in the works. And, you know, like I said, Multi-Platinum Record Entertainment, MPRE as we call it, they're anxiously awaiting to distribute it to the world. It won't be long. Any day now, it won't be long.
All right. I'm gonna hold you to that.
Okay.
I'm going to hold you to that. But in the meantime, we're definitely going to bless the wonderful listeners out there. New music, of course, Climax featuring Cheryl Cooley, captivating Lord have mercy. Cheryl Cooley with a new hit single, Four Woman, here in the comfort zone of LODL Radio.
Woman, patient and kind.
Beyonce, the new hit single, Climax, featuring Cheryl Cooley, For Woman, available on iTunes, Google Play, and for those who like to live more or less on the adventurous side, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by Climax's official website. That's at www.climax.com. Also on Facebook at facebook.com/Climax Music. And last but certainly not least, on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/Climax. My queen, it's always a beautiful pleasure to have you on the show. I wish it would be more frequently, Lord have mercy. But when the album's ready, the next single is ready from the album, send it over here. We will debut it here first. Much love to you. Continued success.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, I'm in your corner and I'm pulling for you, okay?
Yes, yes. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate all the years that you've always, supported me and look forward to new things. And please let your audience know that we are actually out doing some tour dates, and the calendar is there on climax.com. And thank you again for just, surrounding me with love and appreciation. Thank you.
All the time, my queen, all the time, and you still look beautiful. Lord have mercy. A woman and her guitar is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. All right, my queen, God bless and have a beautiful evening, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, God bless the fantastic Cheryl Cooley, Climax, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, my loves, my lovely family out there, remember, you can get all of Climax's up-to-date touring information. Stop by the official website. That's at www.climax.com. My goodness, a lot to get into, a lot to talk about, but you know what? Well, I got you here. We're going to take a little quick two and two and get kind of lost in some music therapy with K. John, This Time For Real, featuring Life Jennings, here in the comfort zone of LOTO.
Turn on the news and I
Before that, Ray Parker Jr. and Radio. Takes me back to a much simpler time. Speaking of a simpler time, I've had an opportunity over the last couple of days to kind of digest everything that is taking place. I like to analyze everything. Everything that I do, I strategically plan. Whatever I do, and I make sure I do that as far as business is concerned. That's why, as always, I tell everybody, that's why it's so important. Excuse me. That's why it's so important that you have a very strong, like-minded team around you. And, you know, having various conversations with various colleagues of mine over the last couple of days about the passing of Prince. And I really had to kind of really put it in my mind as far as the reality and the grasp, because you sit there and you really can't even begin to understand or fathom, like, a person. And I can honestly say this, there's very few people, I idolized and loved and adored my mother and my father. I have nothing but the utmost love and respect for both of them. But as far as an artist, as a musician, and I've been saying this now for almost 6.5 years, when I continually talk about substance, quality, integrity, challenging, either have something to say or say nothing at all, I was referring to Prince. He epitomizes what an artist should be, what they should transcend to be, as far as challenging themselves, challenging the industry, doing something with a purpose, doing something that means more to you than anything else. When we talk about the self-sacrifice, you know, all the little things that are coming about. Look, everyone knows that Prince had hip replacement surgery. You know why? Because he spent a large majority of his life entertaining us to the point when you're jumping off rises, doing splits. Imagine doing that over 20 some odd years. It's going to take a wear and tear on your body, but it never prevented him from giving 500% and never cheating the audience. He never cheated. He loved everyone so much, and it resonated through his music, the way he loved the listeners. He loved his fans, and that's why it's hard. It's very hard for people out there, and even for me, to grasp that he is gone. But it gives you even a greater appreciation on what he did. He is taken away from us physically, but spiritually he will never leave us. He has left too much great, not mediocre, not so-so, great, phenomenal music. And I'm not talking about people just familiar with quote-unquote Purple Rain. No. I'm talking about going all the way back from the beginning, from his first album, For You, 18 years old, record deal, produced, arranged, everything. This man could play 30 instruments. Then when I hear people talk, you know, when you're great, you don't have to tell people that you're great. You don't have to. Your peers will speak for you. And he never said he was great. But his peers, people who knew music and understood music, knew how great he was. They knew that an artist like him comes maybe once in a lifetime, nonstop performing because he lived his music. Well, I see so many of these quote-unquote artists who spend more time engaging in tabloid journalism, TMZ, Instagram. They're so worried about their personal life, instead of focusing on a God-given gift that God has allowed them to share with so many people. It's everything was is baby mama drama or this and that. I have a beef with it. Just silliness, a bunch of petulant children that don't understand the gift that they have been given to share with so many people. This is the type of society in the music industry that we live in today. Personal relationships that are not valued. They're only valued when someone can do and provide something for you. That's not a personal friendship. Those are users. And that's why one of the things that I've always loved and admired about him, that he kept a very close-knit circle. And it added even more, how should I say, ambiance to his aura. And I've tried diligently to pattern myself up after that from the time I become an adult. You know, I don't, you'll never see me on any of these, you know, I don't do that. You keep your personal life, but always conduct yourself in a professional manner, because when you conduct yourself professionally, people will recognize that. I don't have to brag how great my show is or how, no, I don't do that. I'll let my peers, I'll let my highly respected peers that come on this show, I'll let them do that for me, because that means more to me than me ever spouting off why I did this. It means nothing. It's about working hard, remaining humble, and bringing something to the listeners that they love and they enjoy, because without them, there is no me. And like I said, I've had a chance to really think about it and come to terms that he's no longer here. It's something that I know I will never fully grasp or get over, but it's something that we will deal with as a, I call us as a family, a purple family, so to speak. We will deal with this. His legacy will continue on. I want to tell everyone out there, I love everyone that has supported this show, that have supported everything that I've done in my endeavors. And I want to thank all the loyal Prince members who have followed this man the way I have for years, for years. Like I said, there's not enough adjectives. There's not enough things I can say to tell you or describe how much I really, truly love that man. And he will be sorely missed. But on another note, I want you to join the Teddy Bear. This coming Wednesday, we're back on the air as we welcome two-time Grammy Award winner Ann Nesby, as we get in deep discussion about her new hit play, new hit stage play. Yes, Lord. Don't Mess With My Man, starring Ebony Steele, Urban Mystic, Willie Taylor, formerly of Day 26, and also Thomas Crawley. That'll be this Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we'll give you some more information, but to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. You can also reach us on Twitter. It's at twitter.com/LOTL radio, and also on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTL The Comfort Zone. Yeah, I'm losing my voice a little bit. I said I wanted to make sure I process and knew exactly what I was going to say and just go off like Tammy tells you all the time. She said, Teddy Bear, just go off of what you feel. Don't plot anything out, and I'm doing what I need to do. But let's get lost in some more music. As a matter of fact, to make sure that my voice point, because I know it's been a minute since I've been on the air, what I'm going to do, we're going to have something very, very special. Not this week, but the following week. And you have to check the websites and check the website and get the latest updates, because that's the only way you're going to know. But I might let the cat out the bag this Wednesday before the end of the broadcast. But as for now, we're going to close the Comfort Zone and head back up to the Purple Milky Way. And we're going to close it with, what am I feeling? What am I feeling? How about some Ray Goodman and Brown? A Penny for Your Thoughts. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And again, I want to send out a lot of love to Miss Cheryl Cooley, and be sure, family, to purchase Climax's new hit single, For Woman, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates as far as upcoming events with Climax, of course, featuring Cheryl Cooley, that's at www.climax.com. It's being real. I love everyone. Love all of you, because what I do is for you. God bless until Wednesday night. And as always, keep it soulful here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Your mind, I see what you were thinking if I should was